This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm going to end up losing weight in prison. Everyone's telling me that I'll lose weight. So hopefully I'll finally get down to my ideal weight because I won't be able to drink. I won't be able to eat.
Hi, I'm Madison Malone Kircher.
And I'm Rachel Hampton. And you're listening to I See Why Am I.
In case you missed it.
Slate's podcast about internet culture.
Happy almost New Year, Rachel.
You know, thank God this year's almost over is all I have to say.
Wow, we met this year. What does that mean?
I said what I said.
Well, aside from my broken heart, what else we got for the show today?
We have an episode that I'm so excited for, that you're so excited for, that features two of our favorite podcast hosts who host one of our favorite podcasts called Back Issue. Back Issue explores iconic moments from our past, like Tyra Banks saying, I hope you learned from this. Or, you know, the history of RuPaul's Drag Race. Or my favorite, the history of Black people in pop punk. Back Issue was hosted by Tracy Clayton and Josh Glenn. And they are joining us today to discuss all the things on the internet from the past year that we think should die.
R.I.P.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, Josh. We are so glad to have you here.
Hey.
Thanks for having us.
Before we get started, Tracy, Josh, we want to talk a little bit about your history on the internet. You know, what was the first thing you remember on the internet being like, oh God, make it stop, close the laptop, walk into the sea?
I remember the baby, the dancing baby, and being terrified. Terrified.
The Ally McBeal baby?
The Ally McBeal baby.
If John Cage can drink tea with his dead aunt, I can certainly dance with you. Get your little cherubic ass out here.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
It was a baby that danced, but it was kind of like it crude, like GeoCities-esque graphics. And it's kind of like moved in a loop, kind of like a GIF.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was bald and it had on no shoes.
And
it was just in a diaper.
It looked like an old man.
Oh. If we wanted to put a timestamp on it, like early 90s, right? It was like the first viral video in the 90s.
Yeah. I think that's accurate. It was like the first, I guess you couldn't call it a meme. Yeah, first viral video, I think.
Tracy, what about you? First internet nightmare?
My earliest memory of being on the internet and being like, people are strange and maybe awful was like in Yahoo chat rooms and stuff like that, AOL chat rooms. Mm. And like when I first started using the internet to talk to other people that like I didn't know, like my mom was there monitoring me. I was in like Disney chat rooms or whatever. And then when I was like an adult on the internet, like 14, I guess, I'm like, I'm gonna go in Yahoo chat rooms. And people were just like weird and scrolling like really, really fast and just being like really annoying. I'm just like, why are you acting this way? Why are you doing this? Why? Why? And if only I had known that it was gonna get so much worse.
Right.
All right. We are here to talk not about our long-running internet nightmares, but 2021 specifically. The wonderful, not at all stressful, totally easy year that gave us a lot of terrible things, let's be honest. And we're here to talk about almost all of them. So I think the easiest way for us to do this is a sort of countdown, you know, a la Beyonce, starting with the things that you don't like, but if people kept doing it, you'd be like, fine, I guess. And then we're going to end at, if I see this again, I will take my laptop, throw it into the sea, and then start a new life in a lighthouse by the sea.
That sounds great, actually.
So I'm going to go first. I'm going to set us off because I love to be first. My first thing that I want to kill with fire is prompt Twitter. I hate all of it. It's terrible. It's stupid. There's no way to mute it unless you like get rid of a question mark. And it's people asking dumb questions. Like, what was that book you read in high school that everyone says is a classic but actually isn't good? Why do we keep doing this all the time? I'm done with it.
Rachel, I feel like you should mute the words "I'll start." Because that eliminates so much of prompt Twitter.
Wow.
Yeah. That is a very good observation.
Sitting here thinking, what if I muted the question mark?
Honestly, that sounds like a good idea too.
Like, I don't think I'd miss anything. All right. Tracy, what do you have up?
Okay, so let me first explain my dedication to Vine, RIP Vine.
Mm.
Never should have went. Never hurt nobody. They just took it out, and it's just not fair. I love Vine so much that when TikTok started, I was like, I will never like you. You're not my dad. I'll never accept you. And honestly, I still feel that way, but there's some really good TikToks out there. I can say. Thankfully, Josh shows me almost everything that I need to see. I myself don't even have the app on my phone because I'm that stubborn.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, like, if people are going to insist on TikToking, on tickety-tocking, all right, fine.
So TikTok can stay.
I reckon.
I'm glad, because otherwise we might be out of a job.
Good point.
But I have some notes, which brings me to mine. I hate, love a dance challenge on TikTok. We'll never engage. You'll never see me do one. But I love them. They're fun. I hate when people make dances to songs that already are instruction manuals for how to engage with them.
Hands on your knees, shaking
ass. Your ass. My thought, she told you what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all are waving your hands in the air. Like, what's going on?
It's rude.
The thing I would like to see go away is a specific genre of TikTok, which I'm sorry if you haven't seen these because I'm about to tell you about a bad thing. But there's this genre of makeup tutorial where women, usually women, almost always women, will like tell true crime horror stories.
I knew you were going to say that. Me too.
They do it with cooking videos too.
Yes. I don't want to see you apply a full beat and talk about how some poor teenager in the woods was brutally murdered. Like, tell me how you did your brows. Yeah, but skip the murder.
This is a chilling true crime story about how an Alabama preacher tried to kill his wife using snakes. Glenn Summerford was a Pentecostal preacher.
I understand, but as a true crime addict, I gotta say, it sounds like the best part of TikTok. And also YouTube. It's just like, you know, I get to hear terrible tales and also watch magic happen because I'm not good with makeup at all. Unless it's like cat eyeliner, I got nothing for you. So I can get both of those things in the same video. I'm not that upset. I'm with it.
Listen, we don't yuck anybody's yum here.
Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're getting too positive.
Right.
All right, Tracy, Josh, what else are on your lists?
So this, again, is TikTok related. I told you. So the thing that just burns my biscuits so much. I really hate all of those videos where it's just people taking the audio of someone else speaking and just lip syncing to it and like maybe changing up something about the video. Like, I know there's creativity out there, but there's so much non-creativity out there. Have y'all heard? There's this one, of course, I don't know the name of the person who started it because I don't know who it was. But it's like this really cute motivational rippity rap, hip hop and rap thing, right? Like the dude's going like, everything that I have, I already need. Everything that I need is all right, is all that I have. Some shit, some very amazing positive shit.
Everything that I need, I already have. Everything that I have is all that I need. Anything.
It's clearly a black male voice doing it. Also, there was rhythm to it, so it's clearly a black person. But I have only ever heard this audio in TikToks with white women like doing yoga poses and staring at the sun or smiling down into a cup of like hot chocolate. And I'm just like, what? You have co-opted this man and made him your mascot. Motivational white people. That's not fair. There's no crediting. Nothing. Yeah, I want to find that video and find that man.
Also, like, if you're going to steal, do it good. Mm-hmm. A lot of y'all would be getting chopped the first episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, the lip syncs aren't syncing. Mm-hmm. And you have so much time to practice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would like photo dumps to stop being a thing. Selfishly, okay. Because it took me so long to figure out how to like do Instagram. You know, I came up in the era of like, you must perfectly curate your feed. And if the tonage, if the ecru tone from one photo to the next is slightly different, like, no one will ever see your photos and you'll fail at life. I just got to a good place with that. And now you're telling me I can just put up 10 photos of like me with 17 chins looking dumb. And that's like encouraged? No.
Wow.
All must suffer.
I don't know. I just like like anything that makes people be less precious about Instagram. Does that make sense? Like, yes. I feel like Instagram is such like a place where I feel so much anxiety around everything being so curated and stuff. So like the idea that you can just like throw up 10 things, like that feels like I can breathe. I don't know.
No, I love the photo dump. And I feel like Madison is a direct attack on me as someone who has almost exclusively done photo dumps this year on Instagram. Like,
I've been meaning to tell you, this is the day.
this is actually an intervention.
Just out here posting photos of graffiti that says, do you remember when our hearts were birds? And I'm like, I do remember when our hearts were birds. I'm going to put that on Instagram. And I wouldn't have done that 2 years ago.
We are having a lot of fun, but we are going to take a break. Call my therapist. Y'all are going to call your therapist. And when we come back, we're going to hear everyone's absolute number one trend, meme, or moment that deserves to be banished from the internet forever.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now: getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So, just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. We are back with Tracy and Josh, and we are getting into the thing that most needs to die after this hellfire of a year. Once again, I'm going first. And I feel like Tracy and Josh, y'all will agree with me on this one. This one, okay, just really, I'm tired of it, which is non-Black people using the habitual B.
No, exactly!
Like, I think more, also, I'm not explaining it because if you don't know what it is, you don't need to know.
You need to use
like,
it.
Exactly, you don't need to use it. And I'm just like, I feel like more than any other like bit of AVE that has been stolen and appropriated, the habitual B annoys me the most because it is actually, it has a grammatical function. You can't just drop B before any verb and then be done with it.
And there's an incorrect way to do it.
Yes, and people just don't
see. Which I will not be demonstrating.
No. None of us will be demonstrating because if you don't know what it is, if you don't know, then you won't know. And I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of seeing we finna be out here. And I'm like, you're not finna be doing nothing. Like, get your ass back inside. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I think that kind of ties into mine, my thing that I want to stop seeing, which is corporations using AAVE in order to make me think that that I should like them. Like, I don't need, like, Coca-Cola to tell me that I understood the assignment. I don't get it.
Like, I don't think you did, Coca-Cola.
I don't get it.
That is the thing. You didn't. When the Spotify rap came out and they all said you all understood the assignment. And I was like, but did you Spotify? Like, why?
It just reminds me of like corporations during Pride. Like, it's like it feels so like not genuine, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Let me just say that. But I will say that once upon a time, years ago, I'm assuming this is a safe space and we won't tell anybody this. But do y'all remember the helper account, the hamburger helper account?
It was when they dropped that fire ass mixtape.
Yo!
Oh my God, like, it was so good.
I was like, I'm offended, but also it slaps. What do I do? How do I feel? It's like the one time a company got it right, if it's as right as it's possible to get stealing and appropriating and pandering.
It was like called Watch the Stove.
Yes!
It's been on the stove so long, might burn my lip. It just gotta stay around me just in case I trip. And I cook it up, I cook it, and I gotta catch my grip.
Like, if there wasn't a black person behind it, at least a white person who knew a black person.
I feel like that's what's annoying about a lot of what we're talking about, is that you can tell either it's a corporation that has not seen a black person in 50 years, or it's like a white person who has never been around a black person who was in code switching. And then they just start talking and you're like, what are you saying? But when the very occasional person gets it right, you're like, there was someone in that. There was someone in that room.
Right.
It was like,
you know what? We're calling it Watch the Stove. And the white people were a little bit confused, but they were like, okay, we're going with
trust
it.
Me. Yeah, no.
That was released on April Fool's Day, if I remember correctly, which I think also helps say, like, we know. We're trying to be in on it.
Right.
Self-awareness, Helper.
Rare.
Helper
Rare.
Can stay. Everyone else should stop and leave forever. I feel kind of split on what my number one is. One is fairly depressing.
This is a safe space.
Okay. I feel like during an apocalypse, the existence of Instagram makes it really hard to wake up sometimes, because like, it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Like, there's still this impulse to just be beautiful and perfect and wonderful. And sometimes my brain is like, wait, am I the only one still apocalypsing? Like, is it, what's happening? Am I doing this wrong? Like, are people actually able to be happy right now? And of course, like, I could delete my account. I could delete it off my phone. I'm not gonna do that. I'm addicted to Instagram. I have to scroll. And it just makes me feel bad. So for my own personal sake, completely selfish, I feel like Instagram needs to maybe not go forever, but just like, you know, wait the pandemic out, Instagram. Just hit pause on it, or take my phone, one of the two. I don't know. Instagram's existence occupies way too much of my personal time, I think.
having talked out my hatred of the photo dump, I'm with you. I think what I actually was saying is I also need to get off Instagram.
It's real. It is so real. My therapist literally told me, she was like, just a week with no Instagram. And I was like, can you give me something that I can do? Like, we were just talking about realistic goals and you talking about no Instagram for a week.
I mean, I feel like I remember at the beginning of the pandemic when it was like the most bleak. It's still bleak, but the most bleak. And people were posting these aspirational photos of bread. And I was like, I haven't left my bed in at least 36 hours. Like, you're out here getting yeast and like raising bread and all this shit. Like, I'm just like, I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to finally watch Gilmore Girls. Like, what are we? I didn't. But I could have. Yeah, no, Instagram aspirational content. I want everyone to just post realistic photos of when they just didn't get out of
realistic,
bed.
Right.
I actually really appreciate that you took it to like a very galaxy brain sort of like thing we can't actually leave behind but would like to. Because yesterday I saw a TikTok so bad that I decided the app has got to go. Like
the whole thing.
The whole thing. Burn it to the ground, shut it down. It's gotta go.
What was the TikTok?
Okay, so here's the deal. I am going to prison in 3 weeks. At the first week in January, I have to report to prison. And the only thing that I can see that's good about having to go to prison is that I'm going to be able to work out a lot and do a lot of yoga and detox. And
also, okay, so in this TikTok is awful. Jenna Ryan, who is a Texas-based real estate agent who said she was never going to go to jail. Jenna Ryan was an insurrectionist on January 6th, and she is in fact going to jail. In this video, she's wearing yoga pants and a sports bra and like body checking herself in a mirror as she's talking about like how ripped she's going to get in prison. The app must go. The app must go.
And I just feel like the fact that she was one of the rioters and this is her take on her punishment. Don't just stop at throwing TikTok out. Just the world.
Yeah, right. We're building up.
Toss
the internet's
got to
go
into an ocean somehow. Figure it out.
The polar ice caps had the right idea. Bring on the flood. It's time.
The polar ice caps, by melting and ceasing to exist, had the right idea.
And wiping us out in the process.
They're like, I'm noping my way out of here. This is what we should all move to, a lighthouse by the sea.
I think you're onto something.
I don't think they have signal there. I can't swim though, so like it's gonna be a rough go of it. But that's better. That's better than that, honestly.
Nice. Just take some water wings. You'll be all right.
Little floaties.
So to recap, we started by doing away with prompt Twitter, and we ended with the world's gotta go.
That's impressive. That is an impressive journey that we all took together.
On brand for this year, honestly.
A natural progression.
Basically.
So here's the part where we raise a glass to the new year. We sing some songs. I think Ryan Seacrest is probably involved somehow.
Is he still? I thought it was
probably.
Anderson Cooper.
There are many channels.
Each with their own special white man.
Yes. Burn it all down.
All right, before we go, before the ball drops, I guess, in the internet square, do we have any New Year's internet resolutions for 2022?
Honestly, mine is to reduce social media's presence in my life. You know, like, I tweeted the other day, I was like, I can't believe this used to be fun. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I really can't. And it just reminded me that, you know, things change, situations change. And I don't know that they're serving me in the same way that they did before all of this stuff happened. Like, Twitter's just bad news now. Instagram makes me sad. Like, what? Why am I doing this so much? Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to attempt it. We'll see how it goes. I ain't making no promises. Probably see you on there tomorrow.
I'm crossing my fingers for you, because if you figure it out, then I can ask you how I can figure it out.
Josh, how about you? Any resolutions?
Okay. I want to build the muscle stronger. It's okay right now, but it could be better. I want to be able to see something that I hate on the internet and not care and keep scrolling. Does that make sense?
No, it does. Yes, it definitely does.
Yeah, and I mean, I've gotten way better. Like, I feel like a lot of us have gotten way better. I remember a time on Twitter where people were just like, like,
yes.
But I want to get to the point where I feel nothing and keep scrolling.
Wow.
I just think that, like, too many people, too many brands, too many celebrities, too many people, like, traffic and, like, black rage. And I'm tired of giving
it. Listen, just exhausted me just hearing that. I need to go lay down.
Yes.
That's a great goal.
Well, mine is... I feel like so much of the internet is bad, but one thing, I mean, doing this show twice a week for I can't remember how many weeks at this point has taught me that there are some corners of the internet that are still fun and still good and that are largely positive. I've reconnected with my fan fiction roots as an adult, and that just really gives me a lot of hope because it just, there's no monetization. It's purely just for like the fun of it. And it's people writing themselves into narratives that they want to see themselves in. And I just really like that. And so I'm trying to find more spaces like that on the internet this year.
Rachel, I wish you'd gone last. That was really quite wholesome.
It was. That was beautiful.
Well, Madison, bring us back.
No, mine's actually kind of positive, too. I want to be more like the people online who tell other people when they like their shit. If you make a podcast that you like or you read something that's great and they either send a DM or they tweet about it, like you've all gotten these from some people and it never doesn't feel incredible. And I'm like, I also have the power to make someone feel this good. Why do I not do it?
That was beautiful.
I love that.
Me too.
Wow.
Well, I love y'all's show.
We love your show.
Good job. Oh, you're right. That did feel good.
Right?
Wow. We said we weren't going to be positive here, and look where we ended up. We got to end it now. We got to.
This is the happiest ending an episode of ICYMI has ever had. Once again.
Oh, no. This is not good for my brand.
Once again, that was Tracy Clayton and Josh Gwynn of the Back Issue Podcast.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, that is the show, the last ICYMI of 2021. But even though it is the last show of this year, we will still be back in your feed on Saturday, so definitely subscribe. It's still free, even in 2022. And it's the best way to never miss an episode. Please leave a rating, a 5-star review, an Apple Podcast. Say nice things about us. Don't say mean things about us. You can follow us on Twitter at ICYMI_pod, which is also where you can DM us all the questions you want us to answer in the new year. And as always, you can drop us a note at ICYMI@slate.com.
ICYMI is produced by Daniel Schrader. Our supervising producer is Derek John. We're edited by Forrest Wickman and Allegra Frank. Amber Smith is the Senior Manager of Podcast Audience Development, and Alicia Montgomery is Executive Producer of Slate Podcasts. See you online.
Or in 2022.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga,
ooga, ooga. I knew you were going to bring it
back. Deep
inside. I will delete this audio before I
forget. No, please.
I'll do it.
Jay-Z, no.
I'll pour water all over this Zoom.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.